Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Continuing coverage of United States versus Sean Diddy Combs from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Closing arguments in the case of Sean Diddy Combs, and only one side got their full 5 hours of closing arguments in today. The prosecution. We're about to break down what happened, what it means, and also what is next in the federal trial of Sean Diddy Combs. So here we go. Let's just get right to it. And what happened today? Assistant U.S. Attorney Christy Slavik made a dramatic, uncompromising closing argument, explicitly labeling Sean Diddy Combs as the head of a sophisticated and violent criminal enterprise operating behind his celebrity persona. She described Combs as someone who consistently acted above the law, leveraging fame, money, and influence to silence and control victims and witnesses alike. Slavik argued that the sheer volume of illegal activity, hundreds of individual acts over nearly two decades, was orchestrated methodically by Combs rather than sporadic or impulsive misconduct. And then there's the details of the freak-offs and the sex parties. Prosecutors extensively described events known as the freak-offs, dealing how Combs allegedly coerced Cassie Ventura and another woman known as Jane into drug-fueled sexual encounters involving paid escorts. Slavik painted vivid scenes for the jury, explaining how Combs allegedly manipulated these women through threats, intimidation, and force, using drugs, particularly a potent drug called Tusi, to keep them compliant, disoriented, and unable to resist or leave. Surveillance video presented again today showed the 2016 incident at the Los Angeles Hotel. Prosecutors emphasized this disturbing footage, highlighting how Combs violently threw Cassie to the floor and dragged her back into a room, underscoring their argument of the brutal control. Of course, there's the violent episodes and the patterns of abuse that they wanted to also knock home to the jury today. Another major point Slavik drove home involved the detailed testimony regarding a 2024 assault on Jane. She graphically recounted how Combs allegedly kicked, choked, and slapped Jane, dragging her by the hair to force her into a sexual encounter. This incident served to reinforce prosecutors' arguments about a long-established violent pattern. Slavik used these examples strategically to argue Combs' consistent use of violence and fear as central to his method of controlling women, reinforcing the broader sex trafficking charges. And there's the inner circle, the alleged people that help facilitate all of this and their role in the criminal enterprise. Prosecutors describe Combs' entourage, his assistants, bodyguards, and employees as integral components of his alleged criminal activities. Slavik portrayed this inner circle as a loyal army, complicit in executing and covering up crimes. Specific allegations included the direct participation of employees in distributing drugs for the freak-offs, arranging interstate travel for sex trafficking, and offering bribes to witnesses or hotel staff to conceal evidence. Highlighted today was testimony about hotel security guards offering or being offered large sums of cash by Combs associates to suppress evidence of violence, underscoring the systematic cover-up alleged by prosecutors. It's systematic. That pattern of behavior is a very important part of trying to prove a RICO case. It's not just a one-off here and there. This is them doing this on a regular basis and feeling they have no choice but to make those actions and those wishes of Sean come to life. You have the explicit listing of the criminal acts that they also laid out. Prosecutors systematically summarized major charges against Combs today, reminding jurors explicitly of the varied crimes he's accused of orchestrating or committing. Attempted arson, allegedly targeting a car out for revenge, kidnapping, forced labor, bribery, and extensive drug distribution connected directly to sex trafficking. Slavik made clear each of these charges was backed by weeks of detailed testimony, documentation, and compelling witness statements. How will it all land and what it means? That's what we'll get to next. Thoughts on everything they laid out? And they did that for 5 hours, not 5 minutes. So that's the 5-minute summary of what they laid out today in court.
What I find fascinating is every single charge that is sitting there, it's kind of like they're going to spin the roulette wheel. Mm-hmm. All it takes is one charge, and he is in prison for pretty much the rest of his life.
Well, at least a good chunk of it.
I mean, okay, so he gets out when he's 70. He's in the prime of his life right now. So to me, that's a life sentence, really. And it just takes one charge. So really, that jury, they go into the room, they only have to decide on one charge, and his life has completely changed. It's career ending. It's possibly life ending as in terms of freedom, you know. And then the people around him, what are they going to be charged with? Because he didn't act alone.
Immunity.
Well, true.
I think you got a lot of that. And I don't know. I think anybody that came forward thus far is probably pretty safe. Maybe that one assistant, if they can find other charges there. And I don't know what type of deal they made with her either. I mean, it could be a very, you're going to need to testify for us, or we may or may not arrest you, but you will be arrested guaranteed if you choose not to.
And well, let me ask you this. Is Cassie safe after this? Does he hold so much power in this community?
I don't know.
The rap community, you know, whatever enterprise he had going on. Is she safe after this? Because without her, this did not move forward.
Yeah.
I wonder what life's going to be like for her. This is a big deal. I mean, she almost needs witness protection, I would think.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know that there's a lot of... I just don't know the answer to that. I'm not close enough to any of that to know. Does he still have power? Does he still have goons out there who are willing to do his work? Or has pretty much everybody just ran away from Diddy? You know,
it's a good question. And now that the money's going to be gone, because yeah. I'm sure a lot of people look the other way because there's so much money at stake.
If the money's not there, I don't think he's going to have people there. And I don't know that anybody's going to want to put their well-being in jeopardy for Diddy.
Right. No money, no problems,
yeah.
Right?
I mean, that may be the thing here. Yeah, no money, no problems. It's he'll discover that when he becomes a preacher in prison and then opens up the megachurch when he gets
out. That's right. You know, as much as I don't even want to think about that, but I think you're 100% right.
Yeah.
It's equivalent to when a star cancels an engagement because of dehydration. Like, yeah, I totally saw that coming. That was on the bingo card.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just nailed it.
Racketeering conspiracy, that's charge number one. RICO, we'll break it down here and what it all could mean. He's accused of operating and managing a criminal enterprise under federal racketeering laws. Prosecutors claim he coordinated activities involving sex trafficking, forced labor, obstruction of justice, bribery, drug use, and financial manipulation as part of a long-term criminal pattern. The RICO charges essentially bundle multiple illegal acts under one overreaching conspiracy. It's also why they were able to go way back in time and pull things that would have already been out of the statute of limitations and charge them in this case, or brought them into the RICO charge as part of the conspiracy that otherwise couldn't be prosecuted anymore. That's how they did that with R. Kelly as well. Same principle. They're arguing that Diddy's actions were organized, systematic, and involved other participants or co-conspirators. And that's a part we didn't really get, I think, a lot of evidence on for co-conspirators. I mean, unless they can count, and I could be right, I could be wrong on this, I don't know. Are we counting people like his assistants and people who willingly worked for him as co-conspirators? I mean, they'd be working for the company, but they're doing illegal acts for that company. Does that make you a co-conspirator?
In my brain, it sounds like it does.
Yeah, in a legal brain, I don't know. I think a lot of us were expecting to hear, okay, and here's another person that's being indicted, and they got another trial over here. And we didn't really see that. But like I said earlier, I think the folks who did bring a lot of information probably got immunity or some sort of a deal to testify so they could get that information from them. Otherwise, they could have just lawyered up really, really, really quick. And I'm guessing the government said, if you do that, we're just going to take you away too.
So that's how they get people to talk.
Yeah. Because they had, I mean, there was a lot of those people who worked for him could face serious charges or could have faced serious charges for what they were doing. I'm going to ask it a question because I am curious about this. Could a co-conspirator
be interesting to see the answer?
Yeah, let's see what. Absolutely, an employee can legally be considered a co-conspirator under federal law, particularly within RICO. There you go. So there you go. You got co-conspirators. And they don't necessarily have to be charged. It just, they need to be in existence as a co-conspirator. So woman that was a lot like, is like Ghislaine Maxwell, allegedly. That's a co-conspirator. The drug mule kid, he's a co-conspirator.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a lot more in the infrastructure spider web of Diddy that could be in that category. Let's continue. Next charge, sex trafficking by force, fraud, or coercion. Combs faces specific charges related to coercing individuals, primarily identified as Cassie Ventura and another woman known as Jane, into engaging into commercial sexual acts against their will. The prosecution alleges Combs used psychological manipulation, threats of physical harm, financial control, and coercive behaviors to maintain control and force participation in sexual activities. I think that one was proven pretty well. I think it was. Transportation to engage in prostitution. Combs is accused of transporting individuals across state lines explicitly for commercial sex acts. Again, proven pretty well. Part of the alleged arrangements for his notorious freak-off parties. The federal charge targets interstate travel for prostitution-related purposes, carrying significant penalties even when coercion isn't explicitly involved. Potential consequences for all this, if he is convicted, severe sentences potentially ranging from a mandatory minimum of 15 to 20 years for RICO. That's the first charge we talked about, up to life. So 15 to 20 minimum if convicted on that. Significant financial penalties, asset forfeiture, and restitution to victims could also apply. So they pretty much...
I think the restitution's going to happen.
They'd pretty much go in and gut him more than they already have. Sex trafficking by force, fraud, or coercion. These ones carry minimum sentences of typically 15 years with potential life imprisonment if severe circumstances or injuries are proven. Convictions under these statutes also result in substantial fines, asset seizure, and mandatory restitution. Okay. Sounding pretty solid.
Mm-hmm.
Transportation for prostitution. Interstate prostitution, basically. While generally carrying lighter sentences than RICO and forced sex trafficking, convictions could still mean substantial prison terms, often up to 10 years per count, and significant fines. Depending on the number of proven incidents, penalties can circumventally lead to lengthy incarceration periods. Overall potential outcome, if convicted on the most serious charges, Sean Combs faces a realistic possibility of life imprisonment, particularly given the severity and scope of the RICO and sex trafficking charges. Even partially convicted, unlike interstate prostitution, would likely mean substantial prison time and lifelong having to face the financial consequences through restitution. So, I mean, he could end up just getting could really be a couple years if it's just on interstate prostitution.
I'm not feeling that. Are you?
I'm not, but I don't know. Juries can be tricky. He's pretty polarizing figure these days, but this is a New York jury. And he was, you know, a pretty big figure in that city for quite some time.
So do you think this is the end of royalty and hip hop? I mean, who's... Jay-Z is still out there. Who else is left?
Well, I mean, it's one thing to be like a major artist, and I guess you could call it royalty, but I don't think like Jay-Z parties it up like Diddy did. You know, he did, and he's more private than Diddy is. Diddy was, right. You know, look at me, look at me, look at me. So I mean, Diddy was an interesting character. There's no one else I can really think of that was like Diddy, you know, that actually, you know, had the power and wasn't just trying to look like it. The only one
Kanye's trying.
Yeah, but Kanye went nuts.
Right.
The only other person I can think of in hip hop that also kind of faded into the back, but was also a very successful business person would have been Master P. He had... And I always wonder, like, how? like, most of your artists were not big. Like, you had a handful of hit songs, but he had a clothing line, which was pretty big. I think maybe a lot of the money came from clothing. I don't know, but I was always kind of wondering, how the hell does he have all this? He never had a remote amount of success that was comparable to, like, Bad Boy Records or Death Row Records. I mean, they had some, but it wasn't... It wasn't to that level.
There's incredible markup in clothing, though. I think if you do it right, I bet you can make a mint. I bet you just make bank like crazy. I mean, remember back, and this is insider information, but we would give away T-shirts at the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
Those T-shirts, and I remember I bought some when I worked in promotions for our radio station, or was forced to do promotions. Let's put it that way. I didn't typically do it, but T-shirts were 25 cents a piece. Now, back if you then, think about it, I just went to an AC/DC concert. Paid $75 or $50 for a T-shirt? And so this was probably 20 years ago that they were 25 cents a shirt. But even let's just say for inflation's sake, it's a dollar a shirt.
No,
they're
charging
$50.
If you're getting screen printing on it and it's a shirt of like, and it's like a not a super, super cheap one, you're talking at least probably $250 to $350 for a okay one. you're probably 5 to 7 for a thicker, better quality one.
Yeah, this raw cost. The one at the AC/DC concert was not high quality. Yeah. It was a cotton, like a jersey's shirt. No big deal. Like something you'd find at Target, maybe. Yeah.
You know,
no big deal.
We should be putting merch on our thing, and I haven't. And I always hate it because you have to put such a markup on it to make anything, and I feel like an asshole. Because I'm like, even like at minimum, I feel like that's really expensive. But everybody has it out there. It shouldn't be for me to judge. If you want to spend your money on it, I appreciate it. But there is such a huge markup on some of that stuff, or you have to mark it up to make money, because some of these things, I mean, unless you're producing it directly and shipping it yourself, but if you're doing one of these services where they print it and somebody orders it, I mean, you're making a very few bucks on a product unless you really mark it up. But
yeah, and I have a hard time spending money on t-shirts that are, you know, $25, $30.
Some people love it.
I can justify it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anything above $30, unless it's just, again, you know, you're at a concert, you want to remember the concert. For me, it's always a t-shirt. But again, the markup in clothing is substantial. So I understand why some of these musicians go into the clothing industry, because that's where the money sits.
Yeah, I mean, other than Diddy, I don't know. I don't know there's anybody else really comparable alive that...
out of jail.
You know, I mean, yeah, I mean, in another format of music, I mean, you know, you had Clive Griffin, but if we're talking like black artists that paved ways and really, you know, did some amazing stuff in his career... I mean, he checked all the boxes. You know, he expanded his business beyond the music, and that extreme power and all that money, I think, went beyond his head and blew it up. But I think he was someone who was already susceptible to that going in, you know, very showmanlike, and has to be the center of attention. And I just think you push somebody to such extremes, or he pushes himself to such extremes, and the only thing you end up liking is extremes. And that would explain, I think, a lot of the sexual behavior too. So, closing arguments coming from the defense, supposedly. That'll be on Friday, and we'll see where that all goes and give you a recap of that. And I'm going to guess, I mean, if they wrap up early, it could go to the jury in the afternoon. I would say probably more likely they might just say Monday, you know, we'll pick it up. But we'll see. Depends. I mean, they got to be arguing something, I would think. I don't think they're just going to go, we rest on that, too. I'd be shocked.
Yeah, I would think so.
I would think.
And don't forget, we have a holiday coming. Do you think that jury wants to have that looming over their head?
They got no choice about that. That's this next week. So are you saying you think they'll get it done before the 4th? Like that'll be incentive to wrap it up?
So that's what I'm thinking.
It might be an incentive then to start tomorrow if the defense is done by then. Because there's still rebuttal. Too
true,
but if the defense doesn't do anything, then maybe I don't know. This, if you got that and you got rebuttal, I'm guessing Monday, and then it'll be 4 days until they probably, I don't know, two or three, probably a 3 day, 4 day week. I don't know what they have their schedule for. I don't know that it's going to take very long.
I don't think it is.
I'm going to say if they have a full day. If Monday is a full day, I think Monday will get a verdict. I think whatever day it goes on, if it's a full day, we'll have it. If it starts really late in the afternoon somewhere, I think you're up for the next, but.
Dang.
There you go. That's the latest in the world of Diddy. sure to comment in the comment section on YouTube and let us know what you think. Also, if you're listening to the podcast, wherever it may be, check out our YouTube channel, search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, and comment there. And now you can even comment before anybody else when you become a premium member on YouTube. You also get access to all the videos before everybody else. That's how you get to comment before everybody else. So if you want in on that, check that out. It's a new premium service that we're offering on our YouTube channel. Just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Until next time, for Stacy, I'm Tony. We will talk again real soon.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
With new McValue at McDonald's, you get more than you expect. So after a long day, buy a double cheeseburger and add a McChicken for a dollar. Because saving with deals is always on the menu. With new McValue.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.